Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is incorruptible. Incorruptible, that means that you can't corrupt it. It cannot rust. It cannot change from its original design. That's pretty cool. We all want to be incorruptible. We want to be able not to fade away and not to rot away. We want to live and have life abundantly. Jesus looked out at the crowd and told his disciples, "Why, I've come that they may have life and that it might be abundant and rich and full." And yet, they're all dead. They all were corruptible. They corrupted their morals. They corrupted their lifestyle. Sin got into their existence, into their personalities, and they died. And that's been going on for centuries. And it'll happen to us. We are not incorruptible. We're not indestructible. So we all have to face that time where our bodies wear out and we have problems and difficulties and finally just die. That's a bleak picture, isn't it? It's very sad. But the Bible says that this corruptible body will put on incorruption, that it will change in a twinkling of an eye. At the last trump, when Jesus comes for us, the dead in Christ will rise up out of the graves, and we that remain will be caught up to be together with Christ in the air. And our mortal bodies will change to immortal bodies, that they will not ever again be corruptible. They won't experience corruption. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean today? So, okay, sometime in the future that we're going to be holy and righteous and pure. Well, what it means is that it gives us hope. Because you and I both know that we're dying. You and I both know that we can't live to be 150 or 200 or 300 or, you know, we'll be lucky if we make it to 80 or 90. And yet, we have a hope in us. Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because he lived the life that we couldn't live, and he died the death that we should have died. And so we can put our trust in him, that he's going to take us through this experience of corruptness, and we're going to come out on the other side incorruptible, indestructible, holy and righteous. That's an exciting time. Isn't it exciting? It's an exciting time. We have something to live for. We don't just die and go in the grave and say, oh, well, that's it. We have something to live for beyond this life. And so it gives us hope and gives us a desire then to live this life for God, to please him, to have fellowship with him, that we may continue that in the life to come. So think about that today. You want to be incorruptible, indestructible? Not susceptible to death ever again. Put your faith and your trust in Jesus. He'll make it happen. God bless you and have a great day.